them the right and the wrong way to deal with the fairer sex. I mean, I'm not above counseling. Lord knows it's not my choice to go, but contractually I'm bound to go to the psychiatrist here at the radio station once a week. Spill my guts. Talk to the guy. And I don't know what it is. Maybe because I've been going for so long once a week, I'm developing this ability. When people talk to me, I look in their eyes and it's like I'm hearing what they're really saying. I first noticed it when I was filling the tank. I drove away and left the attendant. I said, hey, have a really great day. He said, yeah, you too.
Blow it out your ass.
I looked around and I said, where the hell that come from? I just noticed it. It started slowly. It started real slowly, and I was sitting there with the psychiatrist, and it started happening again. He said to me, where'd we leave off? I said, well, last time I was telling you about my first sexual experience. He said, yeah, when you examine that clinically, we can learn a lot about you.
Plus, I had to wail away all week, thinking about him and his babysitter. Oh, God, what a story. I hope he tells me more.
I said, I beg your pardon? He said, nothing. I said, nothing. Anyway, I must admit that I occasionally think of that incident, and I'll wail away. He said, with what kind of frequency? I said, man, at least once, twice a month.
Obviously, his right arm is bigger than his left. He must wail away each and every day, repeatedly. Appears to be a compulsive wearer.
I looked at him, his lips weren't moving. I said, are you saying something here that ain't right?
Obvious signs of paranoia.
No, I just want to know where we stand here, doctor.
Crying out loud. Anyway, I was telling you about how for me it's very important to, you know, devote hours of time before I do each and every show.
Yeah, look at the ratings.
And, hey, what are you... Crying out loud, I have a big dedication, doctor, to what I do. I have a dedication to who I do it for. And let me tell you something again. I'm working hard at making this show something big and something bold. He looked at me, he said, and, yeah, I've heard you. I think it's pretty clever what you're doing. Slowly I tend. Step by step. Inch by inch. I know what you're thinking, Doctor. And I don't like it.
Oh, no, I think I'm losing control of this lunatic. He's coming toward me.
Doctor, I'm going to teach you once and for all. You should say what you mean. Say what you're really thinking. And I spun him around with a meaty forearm. I slammed his head to the desk. Working. His breath is there.